From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Anyone who heard any of the local COVID-19 headlines over the weekend should be concerned. The city of Hudson issued a stay-at-home order on November 19th after 15 residents contracted COVID-19 between October 30th and November 13th. That's about 20% of all cases in Hudson since the beginning of the pandemic. The city of Hudson, and I quote, strongly advises residents to stay inside their homes and avoid interaction with people outside their household, end quote, and to avoid traveling except for work, school, or essential needs. Two students and two teachers tested positive for COVID-19 in the Taconic Hills School District last week, and the Germantown Central School District is going all remote this week. Also, the Bank of Greene County branches in Hudson and Greenport have closed because of a positive COVID-19 case. And Greene County health officials reported that two people who ate at the Barnwood restaurant in Catskill between 12:30 and 2 p.m. on Tuesday, November 17th, have tested positive for coronavirus. There were three more COVID-19 cases announced on November 22nd in Columbia County. There were 97 new cases of COVID-19 announced in Columbia County November 22nd. Now, the coronavirus rate in the capital region is above 3%, which is when the state moves an area into the yellow zone range with additional restrictions. If the rate stays above 3% for 9 straight days, the state will push the region into the so-called yellow zone, where schools would have to randomly test 20% of all people on campus weekly, limit restaurant dining to 4 people per table, cut religious services to 50% of capacity, and limit mass gatherings to 25 people. As the holidays approach, Governor Andrew Cuomo is worried. Cuomo said, and I quote, "You could see our whole scale change by the time this is over. I would not be shocked if they said on January 10th, January 15th, we're up at 7, 8, 9, 10%. That could very easily happen if we are irresponsible. It could even be higher if we are irresponsible. It's purely a function of what we do," end quote. Aaliyah Snyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The union representing police officers in the city of Hudson has agreed to a request from Mayor Kamal Johnson to waive raises in the coming year, among other requests, in a cost-saving gesture. The union signed the memorandum of agreement on November 20th, Johnson said. The union agreed to three requests: foregoing a 1.5% raise, foregoing uniform allowance for the year, and discontinuing take-home cars for off-duty officers. Johnson said the Civil Service Employees Association early last week declined a similar request, refusing to skip its scheduled 2.5% raises for 2021. Johnson said, and I quote, "Right off the bat with the raises, we're looking at $40,000 savings for 2021. It's also a good message to the city to say the police union is willing to work with the city given the finances. They have been extremely helpful in the process," end quote. Editors note, Johnson is a WGXE volunteer on-air programmer. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jill Konopka is reporting for WNYT-TV. As a line of cars pulled up to the Montgomery C. Smith Elementary School in Hudson early November 21st, volunteers and teachers worked to fill each car with donated desks, earbuds, books, and more, all provided by the Hudson Literacy Fund. The items were provided to students learning remotely who are without a desk at home. Anne Israel, a Hudson Literacy Fund board member, said Staples was a great partner to help pull the project off. Israel said, and I quote, "The gratitude was incredible because this will change things for children because it's so hard to do remote teaching, learning to begin with, and this will change things," end quote. The Hudson Literacy Fund all-volunteer board is made up of teachers, community members, authors, and literacy specialists. The fund supports a variety of initiatives, including the Thumbs Up Reading Program, the Hudson School Libraries Enrichment Program, the Young Writers Competition, and more. And you can read more about this story at WNYT.com. Peter Flarrell is reporting for the Columbia paper. New Lebanon Town Supervisor Trista Hodling recently shared with the town's Business and Economic Development Committee that sales tax revenue for the third quarter of 2020 were up $144,000, way ahead of the same period in 2019 and 2018. Michael Tucker, president of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation, and Jeff Hunt, former president and CEO of the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, were credited for success countywide and Columbia County doing better than most other counties statewide. It was reported that 80 homes were for sale in New Lebanon in early 2020 and 50 were sold, which is driving up business and construction and remodeling, boosting businesses offering excavating, landscaping, fuel, heating, and cooling systems. At the meeting, Chairman Monty Wash and committee members received copies of the New Lebanon Business Directory, a comprehensive listing of businesses in New Lebanon now available to the general public. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.